Let's head over to Austin. State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. All right. Good to talk to you.
Stepping out of those appropriations hearings again this morning, are you?
Yes, I am in Article 3, which is the education segment of our appropriations process.
Well, kind of give us some insight. What have you heard so far? Because that's a big pile of money, that's for sure.
Between Article 3 and Article 2, with its health and human services, is probably 70-75% of the budget.
Right. And now, testimony that you're hearing, is it from education professionals? Is it from superintendents? Who are the folks that are you hearing from as far as that's concerned?
We have heard from some of the system folks, and we've heard from LBB primarily. We'll do some digging in on all this in our later hearings where we discuss among ourselves what we have already heard. And it'll be at a later point when we really get into making the numbers.
Sure. LBB, Legislative Budget Board, so people understand that. Have you got some legislation you can share with us?
Yes, we have introduced House Bill 225. This bill is 2225, excuse me, which is kind of an immigration-type bill. It's going to help stop the catch-and-release program on immigration. It gets DHPS to Department of Family and Protective Services to certify immigration and customs facilities that are holding juveniles and families, and that's going to help help to crack down on drug smuggling and human trafficking, I think. And it's an interesting bill. It really is facilities that are already here in the state of Texas that are privately run, but they need to be certified by DHPS, and it requires that to take place. So we're hopeful that this will it won't cost the state anything. It's going to, all be a federal facility, but they are having a little difficulty getting that approval through DHPS.
We were talking to Senator Schwertner yesterday, and Texas Tribune just finished a 4- or 5-part article on human trafficking as it pertains to children that may be in the foster system or within that gap where it's dangerous. And that's a very emotionally charged situation. But I don't remember that this has ever been at the forefront in any previous sessions that they looked at it from a human trafficking standpoint. I'm guessing that means this is really ramped up in Texas?
I think it is. The big element that we in Texas are concerned about is the human trafficking side and the drug side. We leave all the rest of that to the federal government on immigration. So it is a problem, and it's one that we have to work to solve.
John Rainey joining us from Austin, speaking of the federal government and talking to Congressman Flores this morning. Of course, Texas had to spend $800 million out of our budget for border security in the last session. He seemed to indicate today that the federal government will be able to help a little bit, and that number wouldn't be nearly as big in Austin.
Well, that'll be good news for the legislature when we have a period of time that we're short on revenue. So I'm hopeful that he's correct on that.
Now, also yesterday, State Senator Schwertner was part of a group of lawmakers who filed a bill to try to stop high-speed rail that would connect between Dallas and Houston. Of course, that goes through the Brazos Valley and a good part of his district. And while it wouldn't specifically go through your area because you're basically Bryan College Station, city limits. What are your thoughts on high-speed rail now, another week down the road?
Well, the funny thing is on that is that both the mayors in Bryan College Station are in favor of that. I have some reservations. My concern primarily is that private group being able to use eminent domain. It's a tough issue. I have had friends tell me, well, we need to move forward on this because of the traffic on the highways between Dallas and Houston. I still have some reservations about it, but I'm listening and trying to learn as much as I can. We'll just have to watch and see how that all develops. And I really need a whole lot more information before I would make a decision on whether to support our high-speed rail or not.
Certainly. Well, mass transit is expensive in any version. Light rail certainly falls within that category.
The problem that I have is that we've tried that up in the Northeast with Amtrak, and it's been costly. We have to subsidize it, and I'm not interested in subsidizing any high-speed rail.
Certainly. State Representative John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. See you later.
All right. Thank you now.